agencies working with unhoused people could see new limits on how they receive state grants under a proposed bill. It's Wednesday, January 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crowe. Coming up on the show today, a Racine County Circuit Court judge has ruled on the fate of a mobile voting unit, and Render's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum in Menominee Falls is celebrating their feline friends. We'll hear more in today's Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A Republican bill in the state legislature would withhold portions of state grants to alleviate homelessness until certain benchmarks are met. Robert DeAndrea has more on what supporters call pay for performance.
The plan is based on model legislation from the Texas-based Cicero Institute. It would withhold 10 to 50% of grant funds until the recipient proves they have helped people find housing or jobs. The bill would also make it illegal to camp on public property outside of a recreational campground or police-supervised temporary shelter. Representative Alex Dahlman says the bill is designed to hold organizations accountable and spend government money more efficiently.
So in turn, if you can defund all the stuff that doesn't work and fund the stuff that does work, I think we'd all be better off and have more beds available and more and the money going further to help more people.
Critics say the plan would criminalize homelessness and seems designed to fail. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A judge has ruled that state law does not allow for the city of Racine to use a truck as a location for in-person absentee voting. The truck, known as a mobile voting unit, was used several times in Racine in 2022. It was driven to and parked nearby early voting sites approved by the city. Racine County Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasikevich ruled that while state law does not expressly prohibit the use of vehicles for absentee voting, it also does not allow them. The decision was a victory for the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which filed the complaint challenging the practice. Will released a statement praising the ruling, saying, quote, Wisconsin voters should know that their elections are secure. It's unclear if the decision will be appealed. This fall, the UW Stout launched a first-of-its-kind apprenticeship program in partnership with the State Department of Workforce Development. Officials describe it as a train-the-trainer program. The apprenticeship teaches students about employment and training. The college says it's the first four-year university to collaborate with Wisconsin Apprenticeship in the program's 100-plus-year history. Amy Mustafa is one of the students participating in the program. She works in human resources for Tamarack Health and is pursuing a bachelor's degree.
It's really hands-on and kind of project-driven, so you're really kind of getting, like, experience how you would use stuff in, like, the real world as opposed to reading and taking a test. So that part of it was really cool.
The three-class online apprenticeship teaches students how to design and evaluate training programs. Supporters of the Pelican River Forest say enough money is in hand for the largest land conservation effort in state history. But as Daniel Kading reports, local officials want the Forest Service to withhold federal funds for the project.
Conservation groups have been working with the state to place a conservation easement on 56,000 acres east of Rhinelander. It would protect the land for public use and logging, but local leaders fear it will harm their tax base. The legislature's budget writing committee killed state funding for the project last year, citing local concerns. Charles Carlin is with the conservation group Gathering Waters. He says $4.5 million has been secured to match an $11 million federal grant from the Forest Service.
We feel like things are on track to get this land conserved for everybody here in Wisconsin.
But leaders in several counties want the Forest Service to withhold the federal money. They argue the agency is required by law to coordinate with local governments and failed to do so. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, if you're a fan of cats, today's Wisconsin Life will be right up your alley. We'll hear about a museum dedicated to humans' feline friends. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. make an ongoing monthly gift, and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a unique museum in the Milwaukee area.
Cats are special companions to many people, including Sean and Hillary Redner. The couple love cats so much, they created Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum, where they display thousands of cat-related figurines from around the world. WPR producer and cat lover Trina LaSousa ventured to Menominee Falls to check out the collection.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's Alice in Wonderland.
That's what I thought.
This one Cheshire is Alice cat. With the little rabbit. Pretty neat. Now we're going to have to make room in Jan's cabinet.
That's Hillary and Sean Redner opening a package of cat-themed teapots sent to them from Hollywood, California. Getting packages like this happens regularly since they transformed their Menominee Falls home into Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum. They started this as a personal collection back in 2018. Then after some media attention, Sean says fans started sending their own cat-themed items from all around the world.
This was the first collection that showed up. Cheryl Peters contacted us and sent me the phone number, and we got on the phone, and she's like, I'm old. My kids don't want my stuff. I've been collecting this since the 70s. Will you take care of it for me? I was like, well, sure. She goes, no, I need you to take care of it for me. And she started to get, like, forceful. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, I had no idea what was coming. So everything in this cabinet but those two jewelry boxes has come from Lauai, Hawaii.
Inside the museum are thousands of cat statues, cookie jars, plates, pieces of artwork, nearly every cat-related decoration you could dream of. Sean says most of the Cat Museum's items are either bought from secondhand thrift stores or shared by fellow cat enthusiasts. They hope to someday beat the Guinness Book of World Records for the most unique cat-related items, which currently stands at 21,000 cats.
It's unbelievable the amount of cat stuff that is out there, you know, and it's we're not even close to finding it all.
The museum is also home to 9 friendly rescued cats. And believe it or not, the cats have not damaged any of the items. Sean says all of the pieces are protected in cabinets or secured to the walls.
Knock on wood, they're really actually pretty good. We get that question a lot. But as you can see, almost everything is locked up. We have one cat, Batgirl, who's probably hiding in the house. That's been going up and, like, being curious, but I'm hoping it's too crowded.
Donated collections have the original owner's name and location alongside the display. Some of the donations even come with letters. Here, Hillary reads a note from Heather Sweeten of Illinois, who donated nearly 100 cat thimbles.
To the folks of Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum, I am thrilled that my cat thimble collection will have a wonderful new home in your museum, on display for others to see.
Sean says the cat collecting started back in 2018 at a St. Vincent de Paul store in West Dallas. He rescued a framed photo of a cat named Taffy.
It says right on the back she lived from 1960 to 1970. The picture was taken in October of 1967. So I put it back, and I'm like, this is weird. And then I was like, wait a minute. There was Vietnam and the moon landing, and what was happening in this house while this cat was bouncing around? Like, I'm bringing that home. And now in our museum, we have a whole wall of other people's cats.
Sean and Hillary started Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum to help support cats. They donate 100% of visitor donations to feline rescues in Wisconsin. To date, about $3,000 has been raised.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 what's new?
WPR's Trina LaSousa brought us that story on Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCullum.
And that'll do it for Wisconsin Today. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Mallory Chang and John Davis were our producers putting the show together behind the scenes today. We'll be right back in your podcast feed tomorrow morning for a Thursday edition of Wisconsin Today. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.